So from SEON, the usual move. And this is this work is has been published in JS last month. And this is the plan of my talk. In the introduction, first, I'd like to review non-perturbative moduli stabilization and uplifting, which is the generalization of so-called KKLT scenario. And then in section two, I'd like to explain our model, which can realize that the supersymmetric breaking sector is dynamically sequestered from the physical picture in this kind of framework, moduli stabilization framework. And then, let me, I will summarize the talk. Okay, now, introduction. Non-perturbative moduli stabilization and uplifting gives a systematic way for constructing minkowski minimum with low-scale supersymmetric breaking in four-dimensional supergravity. And, oh. Okay, first, let me explain the, review the KKLT scenario, original KKLT scenario. We consider Calabrian space, and we have a closed spring moduli, such as D-Larson and Kähler moduli and complex torsion moduli. And in the type 2B event for the model, we can stabilize D-Larson and complex torsion moduli in general by turning on the three-form flux. And actually, the consequence of the flux is not only this stabilization, but also existence of warp source in the Calabrian space. And then, remaining Kähler moduli has this kind of potential in the four-dimensional effective theory. And this is, because this is not scale form, but we don't have a potential for size moduli, Kähler moduli. And KKLT introduced D7 brain and consider non-perturbative effect. Then we have this kind of potential for the Kähler moduli. But this point corresponds to the supersymmetric anti-resistance space. So KKLT also introduced anti-D3 brain at the top of the slot. Then by tuning the lens shift factor here, we can tune the vacuum energy of this minimum, and we can realize the Minkowski anti-resistance minimum. And actually, the Suzy breaking order parameters was calculated. Parameters were calculated by these people, and it was found that the gravity mass is given by this constant, which is a part of a flux in this vacuum value of flux in this computation. And we can turn this constant like this in order to obtain the low scale supersymmetry. And moduli mass, Kähler moduli mass is given by A times gravity mass, A is here, well, and typically focus here. And F term of the Kähler moduli is actually given by the one loop suppressed value of the gravity mass. This is not a one loop factor, but just log over and plunk over this gravity mass. This is the original KKLT scenario. And in the KKLT scenario, we introduced anti-D3 there, so which breaks the supersymmetry explicitly. But we can replace this by the dynamic Suzy breaking, actually. And we can think of this kind of scenario. We just add the dynamic Suzy breaking sector, such as Polony model, to the original KKLT model, or a Fatih model, or IS model, whatever. But in this case, we have a heavy mode, so after integrating out heavy mode, we just get a Suzy breaking mass for this dynamic Suzy breaking field X. Anyway, we can realize the similar result as the KKLT, original KKLT scenario. The negative vacuum energy of the moduli potential is cancelled by the dynamic Suzy breaking energy. So this is the question. Now I'd like to discuss the issues of flavor in modern systematics. Ketama 15 provides a systematic way for constructing reaction buckets such as Minkowski minimum, yet lossless continuous breaking. So next task might be concrete realization of visible sector and hidden sector. For example, we have to realize MSS and matter content and gauge coupling, super coupling, and Suzuki breaking terms. And actually, one of the non-trivial things is we have to sequence the hidden sector from the visible sector in order to avoid the Suzuki paper problem. In general, so Suzuki breaking terms has a flavor-dependent form. If we decrease the fluid breaking sector, we can suppress the fluid flavor violation. However, for example, in the type 2B construction, we have to realize these kind of things by considering brain configuration or something, but it is quite complicated. So now, in this talk, I'd like to consider simplified model, only focusing on the supersymmetry and extra dimension, that is five dimensional for the model. This is the simplest model, which has a supersymmetry and extra dimension and chiral fermion, chiral multiple. So we consider the five dimensional supergravity on all the whole S1 over D2, and we put hypermultiple, two kinds of hypermultiple. One is responsible for the dynamic fluid breaking, and the other is MSSM sector. Both of them hypermultiple. And we can calculate the scalar potential and the super potential in the four-dimensional effective theory of the five-dimensional supergravity. And for example, this Polony super potential can be derived from the super potential at the fixed point. And this Yukawa coupling also appears from the fixed point because Yukawa coupling is forbidden in the bound. And this non-parametric KKLT type super potential is just derived from non-parametric effect at the fixed point or bound. Then we can realize the F-term uplifting in the five dimensional orbit simply. And the most important thing here is we can calculate a scalar metric of matter field and hidden set. This is calculable in 5 minutes because this is a very simple model. We can calculate this scalar metric. And one of the interesting features of the 5-dimensional model is if we gauge the matter field by graviphoton with charge C, we can have an exponential wave function as a solution of the equation motion. Then we can the four-dimensional scalar metric of the matter field takes this form, which has an exponential factor here. Then, for example, if we consider this kind of charge assignment for the MSSM field, we can realize the Yukawa hierarchy, some kind of Yukawa hierarchy, realistic Yukawa hierarchy. And the same wave function localization can be utilized to realize the sequestering. In this case, we put the dynamic fluid breaking sector at the opposite fixed point to the MSSM sector. And actually, in order to calculate the sequestering, we have to derive the direct coupling between X and Q, which is a higher order term in the scalar potential. But because five-dimensional model is simple, we can calculate by using, for example, offset dimensional reduction, and we find this. The matter scalar metric can be calculated like this, here, X here. then we can calculate the soft stellar mass like this. Here the epsilon factor is defined by this wave function. So these epsilon parameters can be very suppressed if the charge is large. Then we can find that because we have a same epsilon factor here and here, this is modulus mediated contribution and this is the direct mediated contribution. And we have same factor here. So modulus mediation is always subdominant or comparable to direct mediation. And because we have negative sign here, the direct mediation always is a tachyonic contribution to the framework. And as you can see here, if the epsilon parameter satisfies this, this is the one loop factor. In that case, this is subdominant compared with the anomaly, one loop anomaly mediation. This is three level soft stellar mass. So we can realize the anomaly mediation. So cyclic scattering is realized in this case. And similar structure appears in the A term. But in this case, when the Yukawa coupling at the fixed point where the matter field localized is non-vanishing, in that case, the A term can be suppressed. But if the Yukawa coupling is vanishing at this fixed point where the matter field localized, in that case, this part gives a sizable contribution. So in the non-vanishing case, we can realize the sequestering, but the vanishing case, modulus mediation is the dominant contribution. And so far, we have just considered Yukawa hierarchy and sequestering separately, but actually, our conclusion is that either the Yukawa hierarchy or sequestering can be realized by the same wave function localization. Because we only have a single extra dimension, so we have just two kinds of choices. One is the surge breaking sector is localized towards the heavy generation, I think. Or the other is the surge breaking field localized towards the, at the same fixed point as the light generation is. So both are not realistic if we take into account the normalization group evolution with the stellar mass. So we have to generalize our model to the multi-moduli or more higher dimensional for gravity than five dimensions. And actually the some aspects of multi-moduli case might be my collaborator Yutaka Sakamura will talk about this aspect of multi-moduli case in 5 minutes. Okay, let me summarize myself. F-term uplifting provides a systematic way for constructing realistic barrier that is supersymmetric breaking in viscosity minimum with low scale supersymmetric breaking. And we have considered flavor issues using this kind of modular stabilization. And we got some implications from a simplified dimension model. The first, dynamic sequence starting by wave function localization is possible. However, either Yukawa hierarchy or this sequestering can be realized by the same wave function localization. So we have to consider a fixed point dynamics or more than two extra dimensions or more than single modular. And although we have got implications, some implications from simple five-dimensional model, still the flavor issues are challenging topic in the gravity and thing model. And in order to consider this kind of flavor structure in more stringent framework, we are now considering some magnetized debris model, which can realize the wave function localization of chiral fields. So we would like to extend this kind of label structure to this modern size PDM model. Okay, that's all. Thank you very much.
At some point, you introduced the following values equal x. And do you this x has a mass? Or I also asked you about the following problem.
Yeah, I think there is a following problem.
Excuse me?
Yeah, there exists a following problem. I didn't touch the cosmological part on this.
What's the source of the framework problem in this case?
See?
What's the source of the framework problem?
What's the source of the framework problem?
Yeah.
In the five-dimensional model, because we'd like to realize the Yukawa hierarchy, and actually the soft 3D breaking term is related to the Yukawa structure
yeah.
in general. So, for example, this. The soft scalar mass is actually given by the Kalman metric. And physical coupling is also related to this Kalman metric. So, in general, the Yukawa hierarchy and the framework structure of the soft scalar mass and air time is related. So, if we generate a realistic Yukawa coupling, then it's possible that the soft mass is and the air terms is highly flavor dependent. So actually,
it's confused.
What I said here is we cannot solve the flavor problem.
You cannot coupling is very small. That means the soft mass may be very small. So if the soft mass is very small, then the gauge gauge interaction gives the sum, you know,
soft mass
after that.
Yeah, for light generation, soft mass is small.
Yeah, then there are no problem. Flavor problem, there are no flavor problem. Because most of the soft mass come from the gaugeino.
For example, if it's known that in this model, we have a excess in the mu to Egan. I didn't show the A term, but A term has a quite flavor dependent and large structure, so mu to Egan will generically excess the bound in this model. If the modulus mediation is dominant in this case.
Let's kind of figure it out.